I'm Brian Myers.
I'm Mike Ritalik.
I'm Becky Haddad.
And this is Ow Pellets, a podcast featuring tips for ag teachers. We are your agricultural education resource across the web, sharing research-based tips and tackling the tough questions facing agriculture teachers every day.
Hello and welcome to Ow Pellets Tips for Ag Teachers podcast. This is Brian with Becky and Mike. We are here once again by the Ow Pellet to have another great conversation about research and practice here in agricultural education. How do we make things better for every single one of our students in our classrooms and FFA chapters across the country? So, Mike, if you remember back in a time when we were trying to find the third member of our team and the recruitment that we had to do to try to find somebody to join this elite team called Ow Pellets, do you remember all the recruitment strategies that we had to employ back then?
We used plenty.
We did.
And clearly yet, several failed.
And yet still, all we got was Becky Haddad. So,
because that clearly several failed.
So in these days, you know, we were highly successful in bringing a top quality person to be part of our team. And all of us being on college campuses, we know about NIL and all those kind of things. So we're going to figure out how do we use NIL money to recruit people into school-based ag education. Isn't that right, Aaron?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. That's the focus of today.
End of podcast. No, we are excited today. We've got Tiffany and Aaron. From Michigan State University to come talk to us about recruitment strategies. Tiffany and Aaron, thank you so much for being with us here today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
So Tiffany, why don't you get us started and introduce yourself to our Ow Pellets audience?
So hi, everyone listening right now. My name is Tiffany Marzolino, and I am a second year PhD student at Michigan State. I was able to work with the other authors on this project, including Tylee Nowakowski, who can't be here with us today, but I did want to give her a shout out before I turn it over to Aaron to introduce himself.
Yeah, Aaron McKim, associate professor at Michigan State University. I have the privilege of working with Tiffany there at Michigan State and excited for this conversation.
Excellent. Well, we appreciate you guys being here. So Tiffany, to get us started here, I know I gave just a wonderful introduction there about recruitment strategies, but refocus us, if we will, and tell us about the topic for today and overview the great work y'all did.
Yeah, so this all started when Kylee was interested in recruitment and retention of students in FFA programs, specifically how to get those students to come into the program and how to stay. So this research kind of highlighted a variety of different ways that Michigan teachers were sharing with students their programs and ways that they've identified to get students into their programs and keep them there. So there's a lot of really cool things that Michigan teachers are doing and thinking are effective for keeping students in their FFA programs in Michigan.
So you've kept me in suspense long enough. What'd you find out? What are some of these effective strategies and how do ag teachers get to use these things?
So the really cool thing about it was that some of these really powerful recruitment tools that are seen as effective are things that ag teachers might already be doing. First thing is hands-on learning experiences. And the second thing seen as the most effective was outdoor learning opportunities. So if you have facilities like greenhouses, barns, or grounds that you can get outside and use and give students those hands-on learning opportunities, those are things that teachers are doing, and they're thinking that they're effective for keeping those students in the classroom.
And thinking about those experiences, I think there's a little bit even of, you know, what are we recruiting students to? And we're probably recruiting them to something a little bit different when we think about those opportunities. So as you think about some of those, you know, those hands-on and outdoor things, what is it that we're actually recruiting students to?
Yeah, I think that's a great question, Becky. And I think what our data from this research suggests is that students in a high school setting are eager for a different learning environment than what they might get in math, what they might get in English. And so the authentic, hands-on, outdoor experiences that are so ingrained in agricultural education are what make us different and are what students are attracted to.
And what I find so interesting about this, you talk about marketing and recruitment. One of the first things you're telling us is it's not about having some gimmicky little thing to have to recruit people. Then it's about having a quality product. And again, I hope teachers hear that having high quality and impactful learning experiences in your classroom, providing a good experience and a different experience to your students and to your learners in there through hands-on and outdoor learning, that's one of your biggest, and let people know about that. That is so cool. And I think, and I'm as guilty as anybody, when we first start talking about recruitment strategies, we keep thinking about what new gizmo do I need to have or new gimmick do I need to have that to talk about this. But you're like, let's go back to the basics, the fundamentals, and make sure we are staying true to who we are in ag ed. That's fantastic.
And the piece I would add to that, and I'm going to let Tiffany talk more about this, is also empowering your students to talk to others about what they're experiencing in their classroom. I know that's something Tiffany has thought about, so I'll turn it over to her.
From the research and also from personal experience, so I was a teacher for 3 years here in Michigan before becoming a grad student. Having your students showcase what it is that they're doing and share that via word of mouth can be a really powerful tool to get other students to join the program. So whether that's showcasing student success on your Facebook page, whether it's using other socials, or just having students have conversations with others intentionally, whether it's elementary students, middle school students, just their friends in high school, can be really powerful for kind of getting that buy-in and that interest for your ag room calendar, especially if they're doing really fun things. Like, it'd be really fun to share about the lab you did where you swapped mucus with another person to track the spread of diseases, right? Kind of letting students share and have the opportunity to share those experiences can be a powerful recruitment tool as well.
Can we pause for a second and have this public service announcement? You just said swapping mucus with other students. I really hope that there was certain protocols that were engaged, because owl pellets, though we talk about pellets and owl vomit, we do not endorse swapping mucus from other students. This is quite interesting.
I think there were some air quotes around that.
Oh, okay. Okay. I mean, swapping mucus with students might be a recruitment strategy. We could say that may or may not be a service we provide in ag ed, and that may be why people join. I don't know.
Brian, you've they been out of the classroom on. Too long. Right.
It's full contact. Full contact ag ed.
So to get us back on track a little bit.
Leave it to the guest to get us back on track.
So I should also mention, we included in our survey and our analysis these like instructional based things, hands-on learning, outdoor learning. But I don't want people to think, well, they didn't ask about these big kind of additional things we can add to our program. We actually did. And teachers just indicated they weren't as effective. Tiffany and I have talked about one of the items was having middle school feeder programs or middle school program where students can get access to agriculture education. And that was identified as effective, but not as effective as hands-on learning. So I think to the conversation that we've had about teachers and you know, is recruitment this additional thing that's going to weigh us down, that's going to be a burden, that's going to be this additional thing on our to-do list, it doesn't have to be. You can be an effective recruiter by, as Tiffany introduced, just doing the things that we pride ourselves on doing in agricultural education, which I think is a major takeaway and an exciting, hopefully encouraging piece of information for teachers to hear.
Well, you said it at the start, and I appreciate the continued emphasis on the things that we're already doing. And it's like, what are we doing to make sure we have a solid program to recruit students to? When we talked to Tiffany, talked about, you know, how do we empower students to talk to others? We're not asking them to talk about some big crazy thing that we've asked them to do. We're asking them to talk about these things that we're doing in our classes anyway. And I think that's really critical. What advice would you have for somebody who's saying, you know what, I'm not sure I'm at a point where I have a program that I'm really ready to like push students to recruit for? What are some of those small steps to help somebody say, okay, what do I need to kind of check for myself and my program? And then how do I start to kind of shift to something that students will be really proud and excited to talk about?
I think one of the building blocks for recruitment might be, and Michigan teachers reported using this too, was being exciting as the ag teacher. So really letting who you are as a person shine through and using that authenticity as an ag teacher to kind of draw people in and keep them there with you, along with creating an inclusive classroom environment. So being welcoming to all students, regardless of their backgrounds. Like, we have some families who are probably legacy farmers who might feel like they belong more than someone who's curious about agriculture, but has never really worked with livestock or plants or anything traditionally agricultural, like the cows, plows, and sows. Letting everyone know that there is a place for them and being very intentional with showcasing that could be some good building blocks to kind of get to that point as you're progressing your program and your identity as a teacher.
Part of what I hear you saying, and help us maybe unpack this a little bit more, but I think it's important for students across the school to be able to see themselves in the program, see themselves in the classroom. And so when it comes to preparing and some of these recruitment strategies that you talked about, what role does that play in that? And how would you recommend ag teachers kind of frame in some of those messages and having that authenticity so that students can see themselves in the program?
Yeah, I think it goes back to Tiffany's conversation about word of mouth and empowering students to be the individuals who are communicating what's occurring in the program and what possibilities exist within the program, what growth they've experienced in the program. I think that students are not only are our best advocates for our program, I don't love that term, but are also the ones that the others, their peers, are going to listen to. And so positioning them in that space, I think is really powerful. The other piece I wanted to, I guess, kind of engage the group in thinking about is, and Becky, you'd asked the question about how do we start this process? And it made me question, like, can you Google your way into finding lessons that are hands-on and outdoor? And I don't know that the answer is yes. And so when we're in that like early career stage and maybe a bit of panicking about what I'm going to teach, and we go to Google and we're like, okay, lesson four, fill in the blank, or go to ChatGPT and type that in. I don't know that that's going to give us hands-on learning, outdoor experiences, community-based experiences that are authentic and relevant to students. And so I think for early career individuals, it's important to keep that ethos there and not let it stray when you get a bit aggressive in what you're searching and open to what you might include in your classroom. So I think that's an important thing. I hadn't thought about that until you asked that question, but I think it's something we need to consider.
I really appreciate your comments there, Aaron, that, you know, planning hands-on learning is more challenging. The preparation is a lot more to do those things. And hopefully this will help teachers see the added reward that not only is it providing a good learning experience for my students, it's also helping recruit the next group of students to be doing those sort of things. And you've talked about word of mouth, and I'm a fully believer of that. But what did your participants or your study tell us about how do we help other people know that we're doing these cool things, the hands-on learning and the outdoor activities? Those are the most effective ones, but there has to be a way. If you're doing that and nobody knows about it, it doesn't do you any good either. So what's kind of the next step in there? I hear helping with the word of mouth, helping students tell your story. Did they give you any insight or what are your thoughts on how do you prepare your students to do a better job with of word of mouth or other ways that you can let people know about the cool things you're doing in your classroom?
Yeah, I think that's a great question and kind of a great follow-up opportunity that exists within this space, this domain of research. In our survey, we didn't have that follow-up opportunity to ask teachers kind of the pathway to empower students. But one of the things that we did note is that teachers were given the option between rating the effectiveness of them going into like a seventh grade classroom or a fifth grade classroom or sixth grade, depending on where the program starts, and kind of communicating what the ag program was versus having students probably in blue jackets go in and share the story, share the experience. And overwhelmingly, they said it's students. And so I think there is something about that we all know that when students walk in with that experience, with that confidence, with that opportunity to engage, that it's really more effective than the teacher presenting that information. And so I think that's a takeaway that might be a quick strategy for implementing this word of mouth would be make sure that you're empowering your students to do it as opposed to you being the one presenting that information.
Yeah, that idea of, you know, look at other research. It's a matter of maybe the other students do a great job of the recruiting, but the teacher building that strong relationship with the student really is key, I think, in what research tells us, in retaining. And then they want that strong relationship with that ag teacher. And so how do you balance that in to show that? Because they want that opportunity to be able to do something different. and the quality learning experiences that we can provide in school-based ag ed through all the various lab activities that we have, and you know, the barns and the shops and the gardens and whatever else, making those to be a positive experience, which I think goes to your point about the middle schools. We're finding that in some places, if they have a negative experience in middle school, then they're done forever. And so I think what we're seeing, the ones that are, when the middle school program is really, really good, it's when that high school and that middle school have a very strong relationship and partnership with each other rather than two separate programs.
One other thing, just kind of reading our data, because we asked about usage, frequency of the recruitment strategy and effectiveness, we're able to identify some things that are underused, and which somebody says, our teachers say, yeah, that's great, but I don't use it. And one of those that came out was having in your FFA program, having a student committee that is the recruitment committee, specifically having your committee structure where you have one group of students who is tasked with, anytime they're engaged in that committee work, thinking about how they're recruiting the next generation of FFA members. And I had not thought about that when I was a high school teacher. I didn't do that. But it makes reasonable sense that we would task our students in a committee structure with this task of recruiting students. So I would offer that to, as another opportunity that individuals could implement if they're thinking about a starting point. Maybe empower your students through the committee structure to begin processing, establishing goals, and creating a plan for how they would implement that.
Well, Tiffany and Aaron, I really appreciate your outstanding work that you've done in this area. I mean, recruitment is one of those things that we always have to be working on. I appreciate your focus here about having a good product to sell, and this idea that recruitment is ongoing, that recruitment is not a one-time event kind of a thing that you go in. It's that idea there. And I think all of our listeners and ag teachers out there can learn so much from your work, because it's a matter of trying to find those things that are most effective and efficient with our time to really have the most impact. And your work here has really, really done those sort of things. So thank you all for doing this work.
Absolutely. And if I could leave with one thing, I want to challenge teachers to do a bit of self-reflection on their recruitment, what they're currently doing with recruitment. And the one thing that I would encourage teachers to think about is, what are the demographics of my community? And is that represented in my program? And if not, is the recruitment that I'm doing the limiting factor? Ensuring that those recruitment strategies have representation across the diversity of students that you have in your community, across the diversity of individuals in your community. I think we can't overlook the importance of recruitment when thinking about representation in agricultural education. And so we hadn't yet talked about that, and I think that's just a period of self-reflection amongst teachers.
Excellent thing for us to be thinking about as we part today. Again, great conversation. So appreciate it. Tiffany, Aaron, thank you for being with us here today on OwlPellets. We hope that everyone out there listening takes a look at this work, learns from it, applies the ideas they came up with, engage with each other on social media, and really look forward to those conversations. So on behalf of our guests and Becky and Mike, this is Brian saying thank you for joining us on another episode of OwlPellets, Tips for Ag Teachers podcast.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of OwlPellets. Check out our website for more information on this topic and to learn more about our guests. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram to stay connected. And be sure to subscribe to our podcast so you'll never miss an episode. For Mike and Becky, this is Brian here by the OwlPellets saying thank you. And we look forward to seeing you again on another episode of OwlPellets, Tips for Ag Teachers.